next question after the second question, which is from Tanya Rebel, who's also from Cowes. Is Tanya in the room?
Tanya's right at the back there. Colin's okay. With her. I can see Colin. Tanya, your question.
Once elected, what would you do to generate more government money to save our crumbling heritage, of which Frank James is one example? After all, the way we treat our heritage is a barometer for the state of our civilization.
Okay, so Tanya has asked candidates, once elected, what would you do to generate more government money to save our crumbling heritage? This time round, we're going to start with Stuart Blackmore for Labour, and once again, you have a minute uninterrupted before we debate a wider issue.
Thank you, Lucy. Nice to see you, Tanya, and thank you for the question. It's quite simple, really. The heritage in this country comes under the Department of Rural Affairs, and we are quite explicit in our new policy document about the money that is going to be devolved to the local councils and regions, particularly so that places like the Frank James, if they are in a proper state of repair, can be repaired and return to the community in some form or other. That may be, I don't think it will be ever as a hospital again, but it will certainly be some community-based project, and I believe that a Labour government will bring the funding in to look after things like Frank James. And not only Frank James, but there are other useful projects in the Isle of Wight which would need to be included in that.
Okay, that's Stuart Blackmore for Labour. Next to answer will be Andrew Turner for the Conservatives.
There are all sorts of businesses which aren't properly looked after. Indeed, in the Times today, there was an example of a building painted in candy floss colours when people would have liked to remain an ordinary building. And the council there has agreed to do something about it, unlike the council here, which doesn't seem to me to have an effect over that. So it's not necessarily only the government, but it would certainly be part of the government that they should do it. And it's also true to say it's not going to help us to have money given away to large regions. We've got to have money given to the island.
Thank you, Andrew. And we move on now to Ian McKee.
The three old parties have done their very best to absolutely trash the economy and trash the public purse. There is a huge list of things which have got to be put right. And not only is it the schools and the hospitals and other parts of the infrastructure, but also it is our cultural heritage. And we are committed to restoring that. But finding the money is not going to be easy, thanks to the old parties.
Thank you very much. That's Ian McKee for UKIP. Moving on to Ian Stevens, Independent.
Thank you. All very good words, but what we've got to do is look at what the record is. As Ian McKee's quite rightly said, the public purse has been trashed and ransacked. The local authority, once again, cut your cloth. What I'll say about it is we haven't got enough money to put any enforcement notices out. We haven't got enough money to actually go to task with private landowners and private property owners. That's one of the big things. And Frank James Hospital is not a public building, so we have to attack these things in a different way. What I would say is that, and I'm doing it, is talk to English Heritage and look at their hit list or their concern list and see what there is and see what we can do. And the way we can get money is actually to start to ease back on the austerity measures and start to look and see where the damage is. As I first said, if you don't do that, you're still going to career on down the pathway of derelict buildings and ramshackle buildings, either in the public sector
Thank
or in
you,
the private
Ian.
Sector.
That's your minute up. Thank you.
Okay, then, same question then to David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be done to save the island's heritage, and there's lots of powers that the council could deploy in order to save them. One of them is called prudential borrowing, where they can borrow money at Bank of England base rates, invest it in a project which actually makes money, and then pay that loan back. Frank James Hospital, which I've visited twice in the last 2 or 3 weeks, is not in any fit state to be turned back to a community building. It's a half-built, half-derelict place which could be turned into some useful homes for people to live in. It's quite a feasible proposition for the council to go in, buy it, do it up, sell the flats, make money. and thereby save a building. But they don't seem to have done that in all the years that it's been left on its own. So there are powers that can be used, and powers that I've seen being used as a councillor to save buildings in a far worse state than Frank James, buildings without a roof and without floors. And they've been turned into affordable homes.
Thank you, David. That's your minute up. Thank you. And finally, over to Vic Salaudian for the final say on this one.
The Green Party believe in protecting our environment for future generations, and alongside that is our culture, our heritage, our leisure facilities. And we can see that on the Isle of Wight with Frank James Hospital, who, along with David, I visited last weekend to see the state it's currently in. But also with our leisure facilities, the ice rink, the waterside pool, these have had to become under community interest groups. And although that's brilliant that we have these volunteers, unfortunately it leaves them in a fragile state. What we need to do is find the public money for things that we value. Look at what society we want. Look at what we want in our society and fund it. Because leaving it up to volunteers to do it leaves it such a fragile state, it may never be brought back again.
So, ending our 1 minute of interrupted comments with Vic Salaudian there for the Green Party. Tanya, coming back to you, do you feel like your question's been answered?
Thank you. There are some good and positive suggestions here, and I'd love to see them become reality. But I'm very concerned once you are elected that it will remain words. So I would like to see some real practical action, for example, Department for Heritage or something really dedicated to heritage. English heritage now, it was mentioned by one of you, your candidates, is actually crumbling, and that's not right. Where is the money going to come from? How are you going to see to it that the money is going to where it should be, protecting our heritage for future generations?
Candidates, where's the money coming from?
If I could just pick up on what was said earlier about maybe turning Frank James into some sort of housing, that would be fine, but not housing for profit. Why not turn Frank James into social housing, proper social housing, invest the money and get a rental income as a result of social housing? There are many examples throughout the country of fantastic buildings being given listed building status and being given over to social housing. So by all means, turn it into housing, but turn it into social housing and not housing for profit.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, where's the money coming from for this?
We've got to understand, you can either have a preference at national level, which decides where the money is going to be spent and then gives it to councils, or you can have the money decided by the councils and they decide what's more important. I'm not quite sure which you are in favour of.
The national, because it needs to be, there needs to be strong leadership, a strong sign from the government that this is important, this is something of value, an asset, and then the councils can perform it. But the councils need money. They're being killed right now. They need money, not just for social services, very essential, but also for heritage, which is environment for our soul.
Is this a big issue for all of you, that the cuts to the local authorities over the last few years of hitting so hard? What will you do to help stem that in the next Parliament if you were to be elected?
Well, I think we'd remove the need to have a 2% ceiling before a referendum, a local referendum. I think that's hamstrung local authorities up and down the country, and it's quite a disgraceful thing to have happened. In fact, it's only because of a Labour councillor, Nyla White, that the Independent Council voted for a 1.99% rise in council tax this year.
One of the things which concern me, which I want to pick up, that came from the Liberal Democrat and from the Green, is that their solution is to borrow more money. The national debt already stands at over £1.5 trillion. And here their solution is to borrow more. How are they going to be able to pay this back?
And Mr. McKee, excuse me. Hello. Mr. McKee would like to abolish the Department of Culture, Media and Sport. I don't think that's going to help our heritage situation at all.
David Goodall.
You clearly didn't understand what I said, which is surprising.
Quiet,
for an investment banker. The proposition is you borrow money, you invest it in the building, you make some flats out of it, you sell the flats, you repay the money with excess income, and you make money on the deal. So that's a good thing, isn't it? Make money, invest money and make money and repair the hospital. Wonderful idea.
Since when did you become a professional property investor?
when the last 13 years as a councillor, which you haven't been, we have done this on a number of occasions on the council I've been working for. Right opposite the council buildings is a church called the Church of Reformation, which the Germans did some modifications to during the war and left it without a roof and a floor and lots of other things. The council, along with the housing association, came in and turned that into affordable flats, like Stuart was saying. And that building is now lived in and very much loved. Still looks like a church from outside, but it's a used building. Fully profitable occupation.
Ian Stevens wanted a word on this.
I just want just a brief word. It's all very well to say that councils can go out and borrow and invest and bring buildings back that don't belong to them. We've got a Guildhall up the road that we're struggling to try and bring back into being as a museum, as a centre for tourism, etc. We've got things on the go. As for the council tax, we get hammered if we're putting it 1.99%. And I'll tell you why. Because the simple reason is the Isle of Wight is not Eastleigh. It's not got an airport on its doorstep. It's not got an A27 and an M3 floating past it. Unfortunately, this is the Isle of Wight. People I've spoken to off-island, up in London and elsewhere, actually say, we've got a problem here. We've got a jamming situation, and it's in Guildford. I'll tell you where our jamming situation is. It's on the ferry ports. Get real and start to think that this is the Isle of Wight. We need an island deal to actually, and that's what we need in central government, is a deal for the island, just the same as the city deal that Portsmouth and Southampton had, which put millions into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring that question to a close now. Thank you very much indeed for all your comments. Don't forget, if you're listening to this, by the way,